Okay, we are in the middle of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, not the middle, towards the bottom of the Zayin Aleph. Let's just start from the beginning of the Mishnah to get our bearings. So the Mishnah says as follows: Nos in the Besula Shneim Tzarchodia Shemishitava Habal. So she gets, once the man says she wants to marry her, so they've done Kiddushin and they're getting ready to get married, so she gets 12 months. The finance is Asma too, in order to finance herself. The finance is Asma, same thing, and he also gets 12 months to finance himself. When the mana gets 30 days, presumably because she's already done this before, she doesn't need as much time to get her finances in order. He gives man valonius too, and what happens if the time comes and the 12 months are up, and then you get married, so ochlos mishalav l'ochlos bitruma. She eats her own food, and she also can eat truma, meaning if she's a Yisraelis, and he's a Kohen, she starts to eat truma from him. And there's a machlokes about how much. The Rabbi Tarfon Omer knows in l'hakol truma. Rabbi Tarfon says she eats all truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer mechzachulin and mechza truma. Rabbi Akiva says she eats half and half. So what about the situation of Yibam, though? Hayabam einu ma'achil b'truma. So what happens if she was married, or she had done kiddushin, and then her husband passes away, and now she's waiting to do yibum with the brother. So what happens in that case? So we'll see. But I think the truth is, even if it's from nisuin. So hayabam einu ma'achil b'truma. Rashi says hayabam einu ma'achil b'truma, but oda shemeres yabam. Meaning when she's waiting to do yibum, same question, right? She's now waiting to do yibum with the yabam. So he doesn't. Let's say, and again, he's a Kohen and she's not a Kohen. So then he's not give her truma. Also, so shisha chadashim b'fnei abal v'shisha chadashim b'fnei yabam. What happens if she was about to get married? Rashi says, right? So the husband did kiddushim with her and then said, okay, we're going to get married in 12 months. And now it's been 6 months, let's say, with the husband. V'shisha chadashim b'fnei yabam. So she had six of those months with the husband and six of the months with the yabam, because the husband died 6 months in. V'afilu kulam b'fnei abal chas yom echad, or again 11 months and 28 days, whatever, with the baal, except for one day, right, which was b'fnei yabam. Oh, kulam b'fnei yabam chas yom echad, or he died after day one, so she only had, 11 months and 28 days with the yavam. Oh, kulam b'fnei yavam chas yom echad b'fnei abal. Eino achelas b'truma. And so all those scenarios, the point being, if she hasn't had a full 12 months, so with the same person, she doesn't yet get to eat truma from him. Okay, so and says the Mishnah, zu Mishnah Rishona. This is the regular halacha, right? Rashi says, dimishi giyazman, ochelas b'truma, right? This is the general rule that once the time arrives, she starts to eat truma from her future husband, who's sort of her, half husband already. However, bezin shalachrein amru ein ha'isha ochelas b'truma achi tikanes chova. But in the end of the day, the bezin said it's not true. Even though this is the halacha lemaisa, we don't allow her to eat truma until she's actually had nisuin. Fine. And we're going to explain what that is. We've actually talked about this in the past. Why not? And the Gemara is going to talk about it again. Okay, so says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know? How do I know? From where do you know this halacha? That she gets 12 months, like, where does this come from? So Amr Chissa, the Amr Kra, I'll tell you how I know. From Rivka Yimenu. Because the Amr Kra, Vayomer Acheh Achia V'ima, Teshev Hanara, Itanu Yamim O Asor. Right, so when Eliezer, or the Eved, wants to bring Rivka back to Yitzchak, they said, well, maybe she should stay here for Yamim O Asor. So, for days or 10. What does that mean? So mayamim, what does days mean? Ilei matret yome, if you want to say, that means just, she should stay for 2 days. Yamim, right? Plural of 1 day is 2 days. That would be the minimum. You want to say it's 2 days. Mishtai in ish hachi, right? So, is that how a person talks? No. Amulei tre yome. You just stayed there 2 days. Amulehu lo. She says, no, not 2 days. Have you ever had a conversation with your kids, right? 5 minutes? No. 7 minutes? No. Right. So say 2 days, and she'll say no. And so I'm lo. I'm relay. Asar yome. Okay. So how about 10 days? Elamai yamim. No, so that's not, so that wouldn't make sense. Yamim or asor is not a way to talk. It doesn't make any sense. So rather, what is yamim? Oh, yamim is a shana. Tichsiv yamim tiyeh gulaso. Right, that there's a days it's going to be his gula, but, right, but really refers to a full year. So, Ve'ein machodesh. So the Gemara, I don't know, maybe not. Ein machodesh tichsiv ad chodesh yamim. Right, we have a language of yamim that refers to a month. So maybe it should be a month. So I'm done in yamim stam. Yamim stam ve'in dani yamim stam yamim shenamar ben chodesh. No, if you have one case, you say yamim, and the other case, you also say yamim. You don't say anything else. So you want to know what yamim means? Go look at the definition of yamim by itself in one place, and it means the same thing in somewhere else. So if in one place yamim means a year, so the other place where it says yamim, don't know what it means. It's like it means a year. But if one says yamim, the one says yamim chodesh, right? A chodesh yamim. Yeah, but chodesh yamim. It's already like a descriptor. A descriptive way of describing yamim. So that's not really a fair way to learn it. So that's why we don't choose chodesh, but rather we choose a year. Okay. Good. So I'm Rabbi Zeira. Fine. So that's why this is the source of the idea that she gets 12 months from the time that she is, does kiddushin and he prepares to marry her. She gets 12 months. Fine. Good. So I'm Rabbi Zeira. Tana. Ketana bein hi ubein aviha yecholin la akev. So Rizair says, the truth is that if she's not a naira or bergeris, she's not 12 yet. So then either her or her father are allowed to hold up the marriage, right? Hold up the marriage meaning, even if the 12 months have come, right? Even if Rashi says mili nase ache tigda, right? She can wait as long as she's a ketana, so they can hold off the marriage until she becomes a gedola, and presumably even if it's been more time than a year. Okay, so bishlam ha'ihi matzi me'akva. So I understand if she wants to hold back, that makes sense, right? She does, she's afraid, whatever it is. She doesn't want to get married. So I understand why she is allowed to hold back. Ela avia ihi nichala avia ma'nafka lemina. I don't understand. If she's ready to get married, why is the father going to hold back? What does that mean that he will hold? He can renege. Why would he renege? If she's ready to get married, he's happy. He wants to marry her off. He wants to be taken care of. So why would he turn back? So it says the Gemara, Savra, Hashta, Lo Yada, Lamachar, Mimrida, Venafka, Vaasra, Venafla, Ilava. He says to himself, yeah, she's a young child. She doesn't understand. Everybody says about kids who are not so young, but they're young in today's age, right? Yeah, they think they know what they're talking about. She thinks she's excited to marry this guy, and what's going to happen? She's going to realize what he's like, and she's going to, she's going to want to run away from him. And then what's going to happen? She's going to come back to me, and she's going to need me again. So the father wants to make sure if the time is coming, but he's for whatever reason unsure about the shidduch, he's allowed to pull back. Why? Because it's going to affect him too. If she ends up walking away, even after they're married, so it's going to impact him. So that's why either he or she is allowed to renege until she becomes a gedola. So I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Levi, aim poskin ala katana, la siya kashi katana, ava poskin ala katana, la siya kashi gedola. So it says Rabbi Abba Bar Levi the following. You can't be posik on the katana to marry her off while she's a katana. I mean, you can't set a time. Like, let's say you're going to set a date for the wedding. So if she's a katana, you can't set a date for her to get married, which is a date where she's still a katana. I mean, she could be 11 and a half, right? So she's 11 and a half, and you're ready for her to get married, but that date you shouldn't set for when she's still a katana. That you can't do. About post-kid a la katana, la siyika she gedola. But if she's 11 and a half, and you want to say, okay, so we'll get married in a year from now, and she's already going to be a gedola, or it's 8 months from now, whatever it is, and by the time they get married, she'll be a gedola. So that's something you can do. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious, right? She's not a gedola. if she's a katana, of course you can. If she's a katana, of course you can say that I'm not going to, set things up for her now. She, a lot of these things are not relevant. Rashi even says, let's see, because she. About poskin, Rashi says v'dafka below kiddushin. About kiddushin, bekatnos lo shetikdal v'tom b'plonya nirotza. Right? I mean, this is specifically without kiddushin. Right? If she's kiddushin, that's different. Doesn't really work when she's a katana. Right? So that's sort of the whole point here. But fine. So, but pshita, it's obvious you shouldn't do that when she's a katana. So, ma'ad the same. What might I have thought? Leichosh dilma ma'alya pachta mehashta v'chalosha. No, the chiddush is that maybe I shouldn't even be able to do it when she's a katana for when she's a gedola. Because if she's a katana, what's going to happen? She's young. And what's going to happen? She's going to get nervous. Right? And maybe from her worry, etc., she'll get, weak and worried, and she won't even be able to really commit to when she's a gedola. Kamash malon, that if you said it when she's a katana, she's allowed to get married when she's a gedola. Because at that point, at least, you're not worried, by the time she gets married, so she's already old enough that she can, agree to the decision.
That situation, a yasam is a lot. The mother or brother is allowed to marry a yasam off when she's
a katana.
Yeah,
and therefore, that's a good point. Yeah,
but they're saying you can't.
Sounds like we're saying aim poskin. Aim poskin may not mean that you can't allow. It doesn't mean you can't marry her off, but it sounds like you can't set. What's the language they use there? Set a time.
Set a date.
Yeah, set a date. More than it's the set a date that's gonna have an impact that you count 12 months, etc. The timing can't be set in the same way with the same expectations that we have when she's a gedola, because even though you're allowed to marry her off, but setting the date is the thing that we're concerned about. Yeah.
Although that Rashi that you just read seems to say, even though it's not, Rashi seems to be reading that Gemara to say that it's usher to even do irish and kedushin.
I think he's just saying that kedushin with katnos is not going to work. You're saying she's allowed to. You're saying the father can do a kedushin.
I think Rashi was saying
that
it's
awesome,
right?
About poskin, like a tana kishkidol. He said that's something you can do.
So
Rashi says, but dafka below kedushin, right?
Below kedushin,
right?
You can't do kedushin during that period.
That's what it sounds like. You're saying even though a parent can marry her off, right? That is correct, but it's not right. But even then, right? Correct. But we know that kedushin, that's a long conversation, but. What the status of the kedushin is when she's a katana. We know she can walk away from that kedushin with miyun.
Right.
She can walk away just by saying, I'm not interested. So clearly the kedushin that happens when she's a katana, I think there's a conversation in Rishonim, what when she becomes a gedola, what happens? Does she have to do anything? Do they have to, But the kedushin of a katana clearly doesn't have the same binding power as a regular kedushin.
She can walk away if the father marries her also, not just the brother and the mother?
With miyun?
If there's just the mother,
You're right. That's only just the mother and
the brothers, right?
And if the father does it, then it does work, right? That's actually a good point. But that could, right? Then the father, in that case, accepts the kedushin, not her. Maybe the point here is that it is. We rashes about kedushin bekatnus lo. It's a tikdav v'tomer b'poloni ani rotza. You can't have kedushin b'katana until she grows up and says, I want to marry him. Maybe the point being is that the assumption here is that's not being done via the father. I mean, to set a date, right, for her to get married, right, as she being the one, is something that's not going to work.
Okay.
Maybe that's the pshat. That's a good point. Maybe that's the pshat. And the point about aim poskin, l'chaura means, what's our whole conversation? Your whole conversation here is about setting the date. You're setting the date, and that setting of the date has her consequences. Her being able to eat truma, etc., and all these things can't happen if she stayed it when she's a. So the point is that setting the date when she's a katana to be married when she's a gedola, the chiddush is that we allow that, right? Even though she's not going to be accepting kedushin yet. I don't know if in that scenario she accepts the kedushin, then when she becomes a gedola, and then still wait the time into the marriage. I don't know. If they set it for, let's say, 5 months into her being a gedola, right? So they said it 10 months ago, before the marriage. So does he give her kedushin, on her birthday? I'm not sure, but it's a good question. But the chiddush is to allow the setting the date, even when she's a katana, for marriage when she's a gedola. Because we're not nervous that she's going to, get nervous and pull out. So Rav Huna now says something different. Bagur yom echad, and everyone's going to be bothered by this. Bagur yom echad v'niskatsha nosin la shloshim yom kalmana. So Rav Huna says, when she becomes a bogeres for one day, right, she's now 12 and a half, and then she gets kiddushin, she gets 30 days, like ramana. It's like, what? I thought this whole thing has been about giving everybody a year, right? And it's only about, the whole discussion in Rishon, how does this even make sense? Right, but you're only giving her shloshim yom, right? How's that possible? Rashi says, nosin la shloshim yom kalmana. Rashi says, mishas erisin. right? From the time of Erison, from the time of the Kedushin. Shekevin Shebagra, he machina tachshitin kodem bagros. She'en rotzali shehos od. Right? When she becomes, a bogeris, like, come on, I'm 12 and a half already. Right? I'm ready to be married already. And she's already prepared beforehand. Right? So she doesn't need a whole year to get ready. That's what Rashi says. So that's what Rav Huna says. So the question becomes, so then what was our Mishnah talking about? Right? So like, how do you understand the whole Mishnah? Right? If that's what we meant, it's only when she's a Kedana, when she's a Naira. Right? So maybe some say, maybe it means only when she accepts Kedusha when she's a Naira, so then you give her 12 months. But when she's a Bogeris already, so then she's already prepared. So you don't need to wait 12 months. So it's a little hard to understand what this means. But anyways, the Gemara is going to attack. Meseve, Bagra, Harehi Ketova, right? So when she becomes a Bogeris, that's like being ketuvua, like being already being asked to get married. My love ketuvua lepsula, right? So doesn't that mean that she's like a tuvua, like a pesula, meaning she gets 12 months? Lo ketuvua l'almana. No, when it says that bugger, it's like a tuvua, it means like an almana. So that's why she only gets 30 days. So that's not gonna work as an attack. So Tashma, let's try again. Bogeris shesha sa shneimash archodesh. Rabbi Yezer omer hoa v'chayiv baila mesenosea yefer. So if Bogeres, again, she's 12 and a half, and she waited 12 months, right? So Rabbi Elazar says, since her husband is chayv to pay for her food, so he also is allowed to be made for her nedar, and he can cancel her vows. So Ema Bogeres, so question is, you just said, Bogeres Shishah Sashim Shachodesh. Oh, see, Bogeres waits 12 months. So what do you mean? She only gets 30 days. Says Gemara, no, how can I read it? Ema Bogeres. Two different people. Maybe a Bogeres, or someone who waited 12 months, meaning it's not a Bogeres. Bogeres doesn't wait 12 months, right? Rabbi Elazar Omer, that's how you read that. So no, again, no proof that the Bogeres would actually get 12 months, not 30 days, like Rav Huna says. So try again. Tashma, Hama Ares, it's a Basula. If you do Kiddushin with the Basula, Bein Shetava Habal Vihi Makeves. So if the man gives kiddushin to the pesula, and whether he's the one who asked her, and she's waiting, saying, "Well, I got to wait a little bit," or whether she asked him, in a certain sense, right? She's the one who set it up, and the husband is taking his time. So no sin la shem hashachodesh mishas tviya. We give her 12 months from the time of the, again, like the decision to get to do nisuin. Avalom mishas erison, but not from the time of the erison per se. It's in the time of the tviya. Ubagra, and if she becomes a bogeres, harehi kitvua, right? And if she's a bogeres, she's like someone who is a tvua, who's been asked already to set a date to get married, to get do nisuin. So Kate said, how does that work? Bagra yomecha v'niskatcha. If she was a bogeres for one day and she did kiddushin, no sin lash neimar shachodesh. You give her 12 months. Ula arusa shloshim yom, and an arusa, if she's an arusa already, so you give her 30 days. So what do you see? You see bagur yom echad v'niskatcha no sin lash neimar shachodesh. Right, if she's a bogeres and she does kiddushin, so then she gets 12 months. So tiyufta to Rav Huna, tiyufta. Right, so you see Rav Huna was wrong. Right, it's not correct. You can't say that a bogeres gets 30 days like an almana, because we see a clear din here that a bogeres gets 12 months. Fine. So that's true. So then Maya v'larusa shloshim yom. Okay, but then what does that mean that the arusa gets 30 days? What's that talking about? You just said a bogeres gets 12 months. So Amar Papa Hachik Amar bogeres she'avu aleh shneim ashachodesh bibagrus v'niskatcha no sin la shloshim yom kalmana. No, so what does that mean? It means a bogeres, a woman who became 12 and a half. And then she's had 12 months already from being a bogeres. So she's 13 and a half now. And then she has kiddushin. So then you give her 30 days like an amanah. So then she only gets 30 days in that scenario. Look over for the same reason, because she's like, when she's bogeres, she already like it's, much more prepared already to get married. So it sounds like when she's a bogeres, and then a year has gone by, so then already we don't have, so this status of getting a year isn't really applied to every woman per se. It sounds like it's still, even according to the conclusion of the Gemara, it's a small subset of very young women who are going to have this full 12 months in this scenario. Higiyas man v'lo nisu. So we said, well, what happens if the time comes and they don't actually do nisuin? So amra ula, and we said, there's all these rules about how she eats chuma, doesn't eat chuma, etc. And that was the Mishnah says, yeah, that's the halacha, but we don't do that. That's the halacha, but Bezna came and said, nah, the woman only eats truma when she actually comes to the chuppah. So Amar Ula, Devar Torah, Arusa Bat Yisrael, Ocheles B'Truma, Shenamar. So again, so Ula says, it is a halacha. It's a din d'araisa that an Arusa Bat Yisrael eats truma. How do I know? Shenamar. V'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. Because the Torah says that when a kohen makes a kinyan of a person, so what happens? That person is allowed to eat truma. He acquires an eved, right? Any person who he acquires, she is allowed. That person is allowed to eat truma. Fine. So v'hai nami kinyan kaspo, right? And this person, this his wife is technically a kinyan kaspo. That's how they get married. They get married through a kinyan of kasev. So ma'atam amru eno chelas. So then, why is she not allowed to eat truma? We just said that she can. So the reason is what we've seen before. Shema yimzugu la kos bebeis avia v'tishke la'achia v'la'achosa. Right. What's the concern? The concern is she's kind of like living in both places, right? So she's living at the, you know, at home, but she's eating food from her husband. And what's going to happen? She's like, they're going to give her some food. She'll bring it home. Right. She'll take a little for the road, and she'll end up giving some to her brother or to her sister, etc. Fine. And that's the reason why they got nervous. They end up having people who are not kohanim and not shaykh to eat shuma, eating shuma. So says the Gemara, Yihachi, Higiyas man velo nisu, nami. So that's, if that's true, then even once the time comes and they haven't had nisuin, they should make the same zera, which presumably they didn't do. Right? Once the actual zman nisuin comes, she does eat shuma. So what's going on? So how's that? Why has things changed? So answer the Gemara, Hasam duchta meyachidla. In a situation where they go ahead and the time is up already, so then they have a special place he makes for her to eat her truma in a special place, and that was usual to do, apparently. So it wasn't a concern, but what's going to happen? Okay. So El Meyata, Lakit Kohen Yisrael, Lo Lecha B'Truma. That's true. If a person who, you know, is working in the field of, Rashi says, Lakit Shesokro Lilko Tuwaso, a person who's hired to do the harvesting of the field. So in that situation, lucky Cohen, Rashi says, lucky Shehu Cohen, v'niskar Yisrael. So he's a lucky who's a Cohen who works for Yisrael. Lo lecha b'truma. So if he comes from home, he brings his lunch. Right? The Cohen worker comes to the Yisrael's field and brings his lunch. He should not be allowed to bring truma with him. Right? Dilma asul mecha behedya. Right? Bahadei. Maybe he's going to end up eating it together with the non-Cohen, and he's going to end up feeding his boss some of his truma. So says the Gemara, no, hashem midithu safulei, midide achle. In that case, the difference is, when it comes to the woman, what's happening? She's coming to his house and getting his food, you know, and then she goes home. You know, she's getting from him. But here, this guy's eating his own food, right? So he's like, when you come to work at someone's house, you don't, you know, if you're the worker, you don't bring food for the boss. That's not how it works. You bring your own food, right? So that's we're not worried about that. So Shmuel bar Rav Huda Amar, Mishum Simpon. So Shmuel bar Rav Huda says a totally different reason. I'll tell you why this woman, while she's hasn't yet had nisuin, or is nizman nisuin, so then she doesn't eat truma. Why? Because we're nervous she's going to have some type of mum. He's going to discover something about her. And if he discovers the mum, what's going to happen? It's going to turn out to lemafreya, the whole thing will be undone. And she was never really mikudeshes to him. Right, he doesn't know yet because they're not married. But then at some point, they're going to get married, and he's going to discover this mum on her body, and he's going to say, whoa, I never would have gotten married. Wow, so then it turns out that the Kiddushin was nothing. Yikes, she shouldn't have been eating truma. Right? So Gemara says, okay, v'yihach nechnas al chuppah v'lo nivla nami. And that's true, then once they have go to chuppah and they haven't yet attached, the same halacha should apply. Because again, he hasn't yet found out, they haven't yet been married. Right? Then they haven't yet been together privately. So it says, Gemara, no, hasa mivdak badikla. Right there, and that's the situation where she's about to get married, they already start to check her. Right? Someone in the family, a woman, whatever, checks her to make sure she doesn't have some type of mum they don't know about. Yahadir ma'ayel. Right, so they check her to make sure that everything's fine. So elamayata, if that's true, Eved Cohen shalachu mi Yisrael, then Eved Cohen that gets purchased from Yisrael, lo lecha b'chum, again, he shouldn't be allowed to eat, shouldn't be allowed to, again, the Eved of a Cohen, shouldn't be allowed to eat truma, because usually kinyan kaspo, that's the evidence of the Kohen, can eat truma. So he shouldn't be allowed. Mishum simpon, because maybe you're going to find something out about him. You never know, you might at some point find some mum on him. So maybe we shouldn't allow that. Simpon ba avarim leika. No, it's a different status. There's no simpon when it comes to avarim. Why? Di da avrai Haikachazilek. If there's something on the outside of his body, you're going to just notice it. Some terrible defect, you'll know. Right? Either gavai, if it's something that's hidden anyways, so the malacha kabai, right? Then he's just here to work for you. He's not, you're not married. You're not, it's different than you're having an intimate relationship. That's a different story. Right? Shebeseser lo ichbale. Right? And what's hidden, he doesn't care about. So that's why that shouldn't matter. And the Gemara will continue to explain some of these other questions of the mumin for an eved, but we'll pick that up next week. Okay, shkoyach.